Welcome back. Michael Ron Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes and SaverLife.com. And today, got a note from Oneida and Eagle Crest Vineyards, Hemlock Lake, that they have some campfires going outside from noon until 6 today. They have 30% off cases and mixed cases, and they've got some indoor socially distanced seating, or you can taste outdoors by their campfires. And Will's promising chocolate as well as wine. So if you haven't been down to Hemlock Lake, it is it's a magical lake. We're so used to driving around lakes, whether it's Lake Ontario or Canandaigua Lake or Seneca Lake, Cuca Lake. All of these lakes have a string of cottages around the shores, except for some. I mean, there are parts of several of these lakes that don't. One part of Seneca Lake that has, you know, a 50-foot cliff, and surprisingly, there's no cottages, partly because it's a very narrow area between 414 and the cliff, and it's essentially another cliff that goes from 414 to the really sheer drop-off. That's down near Watkins Glen on the east side. So there are no cottages in one stretch there. But generally, the Finger Lakes have cottages around them. When you go down to Hemlock Lake, there are none. There used to be some. They took them down a long, long, long time ago for it to become one of the water sources for the city of Rochester. So it's magical to see. I mean, it feels like you could be up in Northern Canada. I mean, the Adirondacks have cottages around many, if not most, of the lakes in the Adirondacks. And here, Hemlock Lake has none. So, if you can bring a kayak or canoe or rent one, it's a beautiful lake to be on. And you can also just go down and enjoy the water from the north end of the lake. Well, you're not going to be getting in the water probably, but enjoy looking at the water. You may see a bald eagle. One of the times I interviewed Will Aline from Eagle Crest Vineyards, a bald eagle flew over while we were doing the interview. And it's just on the west side of Hemlock Lake. Lots of great history there. This is one of the oldest wineries on the East Coast. Started back in 1872. Bishop McQuaid founded Eagle Crest Vineyards to make altar wine, and they still make altar wine, but also many delicious table wines. And they are setting up some for next year, some beautiful glamping options. They're doing a lot of work during this coronavirus to upgrade their property and be able to do more with it next year. So noon to 6 today, you can go out, do some wine tasting, and just enjoy the countryside. What a beautiful, beautiful drive with the leaves. Not as sunny as yesterday, but the leaves are still just beautiful, and not much time to see the leaves still on the trees. And it's maybe 50 minutes from Rochester, somewhere in that range, to get down there. Eagle Crest Vineyards. Yeah, and Hemlock Lake. One of the other little lakes that has a winery is Canisius Lake, and their Deer Run Winery is on the west side of Canisius Lake, another place you should stop. You know, the big lakes with all the wineries get lots of press, they do lots of promotion, but the little lakes are special in their own way and often not as busy as some of the bigger wineries. And the more the lakes that have lots of wineries drawing visitors. So if you're looking for a quieter tasting experience, you should check out Deer Run and Eagle Crest, a couple of the Little Lake wineries. They had a Little Lakes Festival quite a few years ago, and someday I think they'll probably bring that idea back in one form or another. But it was, they held it at Eagle Crest Vineyards and, had some chefs, some really great food, and just a kind of a celebration of those little lakes that are really kind of tiny compared to Canandaigua and Seneca, Cayuga lakes, which are huge, huge lakes. The little lakes have their own kind of culture and atmosphere. Unfortunately, although it's not a completely done deal, I think the village of Hemlock voted to bring in a Dollar General or allow a Dollar General to build in the village, which, you know, it's a sign of the times that chains like that are building everywhere, even the tiniest of villages, and it's not a good sign. So I don't know. They may yet find a way to keep it from actually happening, but I think they did get the approval to go ahead with it, at least maybe the zoning board or something in Hemlock. But if you drive down there and drive around these lakes, there's some great old farmhouses and barns and the occasional cobblestone or stone house. And I was driving just yesterday going down to Canandaigua, and I made the mistake of following 488 south without looking at my GPS or a map, and without realizing that 488 south is basically goes due west. I'm not sure where it goes south, maybe somewhere north of where I was, but I was on 488 south. And I should have been paying attention to the sun, which would have told me I was driving west. But I drove quite a ways out of my way, but I got to go by a couple of areas that I hadn't seen before. One, there was a farm, kind of a pumpkin farm, and this is just east of Canandaigua, a few minutes east of Canandaigua, and near Hopewell, and they must have had 100 skeletons on display. It was skeletons of horses, and these were, I don't think they're real skeletons, but they looked fairly real. I mean, they weren't just like paper or something hanging there to look like skeletons. They were fairly substantial, life size or death size, I don't know how you actually say that, skeletons. And I didn't stop and explore, but they had more skeletons than I've ever seen anywhere. And all that could come to mind was, you know, people were hoarding toilet paper during the shutdown. Clearly this farm was hoarding skeletons because they had a lot of, never seen so many skeletons in one place before on display. And, they had families and kids and activities. So this is, I didn't get the name of the farm. I didn't see a name on it. Also didn't get the road. So that's really not very helpful. But it's still minutes out of Canandaigua. I often bypass downtown Canandaigua, which is quite pretty right now with the leaves turning color and things. And I take Route 21 south from Manchester down to 520, and then cut over from going to somewhere down on the east side of Canandaigua Lake or to Geneva or Penyan. It's a pretty drive, and when you're going down that way, you have to cut over to Smith Road off of Route 21. And that brings you out on 520, kind of near the Naked Dove Brewery and the Miami Motel, which is quite a fascinating place. And that's on 520, so it's just east of Canandaigua. I kind of miss driving through all of that commercial area where Wegmans, and it's sort of like a mini Henrietta on 520 in that part of Canandaigua. And it's a beautiful drive, and it was just down that Smith Road at one of the intersections. There's only two of them that have lights, where I made a turn. I was going east and figured I'd just take a different road. That's where I saw the skeletons. So with that description, no doubt you can find it. But if I can look it up and give you more directions if you want to send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. But that's, you know, you run into some strange and fascinating things when you make a wrong turn, or in this case, I just followed the wrong road for far too long and then ended up taking a different way back to get myself over. I was headed to the landfill, of all places. I was just thinking this week that in this kind of a tilting windmill search for the spotted lanternfly that is not in New York State yet, but is likely to arrive from Pennsylvania at some point, that our landfills are so big, High Acres and Fairport, the Ontario one, Casella operates for Ontario County, and Seneca Meadows. I mentioned this a little bit during the gardening show this morning, and I was thinking, you know, a lot of trucks are coming up with trash from Pennsylvania, trains from Pennsylvania to some of our landfills, and I figured I would just sort of drive around the outside of these landfills on the public roads and see if there are any of these tree of heaven, the Allianthus trees that these insects really love. I didn't see any so far in scouting these landfills, but it's the tree we are most likely to find this insect on. It's the tree it'll probably search out when it arrives here from Pennsylvania on a car or a train or a truck, maybe a boat trailer. So as I've said for quite a few weeks now, look it up. See a few photos of the spotted lanternfly so that you are aware of what it looks like. It's pretty it's pretty easy to identify. So, you know, if it's flying, it's got some bright red on it, but it doesn't fly that much, so you're more likely to see the black spots with gray wings that would be sitting on the probably on the bark of a tree. And likely these tree of heavens, which are invasive species like the spotted lanternfly is. So just be aware so that if you're, it could be in Rochester, could be out in the countryside, could be at a winery, could be all kinds of places where you might happen to see one of these. And you want to let the DEC know, Department of Environmental Conservation, and if you would, let me know if you do find one at some point. I've been out scouting quite a bit the last several weeks because these spotted lanternflies are going to die with the cold weather, and they will have laid their eggs, which we want to try to find those if we can. And so that's why I've been scouting so much the last couple weeks, because the window is coming to an end. It's almost impossible to find these egg cases if you don't have a specific area that you're looking for them in, because you saw some of these adult spotted lanternflies. So you got to find these adults. That's the key. And another week or so, and the cold weather's probably going to kill the adults, and my scouting season will be over. But I've also been trying to keep track of where these trees are so we can go back and scout in the future. Sort of a long-term project to keep these spotted lanternflies out of the region. So I mentioned it each week just because I am hoping people will just become aware of it and look for them. And, you know, this time of the year is a beautiful time to be driving around the region, to be hiking, to explore the lakes, the waterfalls, the nature trails. This is my favorite time of the year. I love the carpet of leaves on the ground, the woolly bears that are crossing the paths, the sound of the geese flying south. All of these seasonal things are really what make fall such a special time. I love the smell of the leaves. Obviously, some very colorful leaves out there with the silver maples, or silver sugar maples and red maples are beautiful right now. And those leaves are not going to be on much longer. So even if it's just a 15-minute drive, try and get out and see some countryside. Go out to Herd Orchards and get some apples, some pies. Go out and explore, see the cobblestones that are on Route 104. And if you see some really cool architecture, take a photo and send it along. I was driving down toward Canandaigua on one of those side roads yesterday, and the houses in that stretch of the road were not that interesting, but behind someone's house was a really cool small stone building. Seemed a bit large for smokehouse maybe, but and I just got a kind of a brief glimpse of it. It would be difficult to get a photo of it without going on their property, and which I wouldn't do. But one of the most intriguing stone, it was kind of like layered flagstone, old flagstone. It looked like it had been built in the 1800s probably. And I should have just taken a picture from the road, and you can zoom in and maybe get a decent picture of it. But that was a really cool stone building. And wherever you're driving, I was talking about this last week with Weedsport, which has some really gorgeous architecture that I feel lucky living in this area where we can drive just through the city of Rochester and find interesting architecture and historic homes. Go down East Boulevard and see the Frank Lloyd Wright House. There's of course stunning mansions on East Avenue. They're beautiful right now. I was driving through downtown Canandaigua on my way home yesterday, and the Granger Homestead just looked amazing with the colorful trees on their property. Whether it's a quick drive to Skinny Atlas like I did last week, or maybe just go up to Sodus or something, lots to see and do in our region. And if you are headed somewhere in particular and would like some suggestions of other places to see while you're there, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. I get a few requests each week as people are visiting maybe some family or going to a winery and wondering where they could eat nearby, what waterfalls or trails might be in an area. I can, even if I don't have the answer, I can probably send you some good background and ways to find more details. It's stunning time of the year, and the leaves are falling quickly. So try and get out there. This morning, a couple of things I mentioned on the gardening show, that the Sierra Club and several organizations, including the City of Rochester Department of Forestry, are giving away free tree seedlings today until 3 p.m. Two locations, one at Seneca Park near the entrance to the zoo, and also Genesee Valley Park, and that's right near the swimming pool off Elmwood. And these they're giving away 1,000 trees, part of an effort to plant a trillion trees worldwide and have, in the long run, a very significant effect on carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So these are native tree seedlings. They're probably under 2 feet tall, but they're free. And they've got a number of different species available. So you need to plant it right away. It's an ideal time to put them in the ground. And again, they're free till 3 o'clock today. And I think the Sierra Club is going to be doing a planting, if they have any remaining trees, in Genesee Valley Park next Saturday. If you're interested, check out their website for more details. the Rochester chapter of the Sierra Club. And then Michael Hanen is at the Birdhouse today on Monroe Avenue. He is got his annual October blowout, No Plant Left Behind sale. And each plant's a dollar. And as it gets closer to 3 o'clock, he'll throw in a bunch of plants with your dollar plant, probably because he doesn't want to take them home and overwinter them. He'd rather they found a home in your yard. And just like with those tree seedlings, it is an ideal time to put perennials in the ground, to transplant, divide things. So stop by the Birdhouse today until 3. Well, actually, I'm not certain he'll be there till 3. I take that back. The tree giveaway is the tree seedlings is until 3. Michael Hanen, maybe more like 2 o'clock that he's at the Birdhouse. So, again, stop, say hello. One of the most knowledgeable people around on perennials. And if you know of things going on in the region that you don't hear me mention, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. I'd love to hear from listeners, and it helps me discover new things, new projects, and a surprising number of new things are opening, and people are working on plans for new projects with, looking ahead to 2021 and the coronavirus being under control. The news around the country is not good in terms of the spread of this coronavirus. If people would just wear masks, we can control it, but they're not. So New York State doing better than virtually any other state in terms of keeping the infection rate low. But we gotta stay on it and be even more vigilant as the numbers continue to rise around the country. So wear a mask, be careful, socially distance, and we can keep our businesses open and we can continue to function and not be in a full shutdown again. I'm afraid some parts of the country are facing that prospect just because the numbers are growing too rapidly, as they are in some parts of the world, not just the United States. So as you're thinking about the upcoming holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc., keep in mind, supporting local farms, local businesses, locally made products. This is crucial. And as you're cooking and you're maybe putting some things in the freezer, the produce from our local farms right now is amazing. So head over to the Rochester Public Market, also the Brighton Farmers Market on Sundays. A lot of the neighborhood and smaller farmers markets have shut down or will be in the very near future. But of course, the public market is open Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, year-round, and the Brighton Farmers Market is open at least through the fall here on Sundays. I'm not sure they're going to go all winter. They may shut down a couple months this winter. But for now, on Sunday mornings, they are open. So you can stock up on lots of local produce that helps the local farmers and share the bounty with family and friends. You can freeze things. You can put the winter squash away and store them. I mean, this is what people used to do. And that way you have a nice supply of food at home and again, have supported our local farmers. And apples store beautifully. Stock up on those. Tons of great apples available now from our area. And I love this harvest season. That's one of the reasons that I love fall. So again, wear a mask, and that shows respect for other people. And that's what's going to get us through this, and especially these next few months. I'll be back with the grapevine tomorrow. Harvest is winding down in the Finger Lakes. Still some grapes coming in, but virtually each day I see a winery post that they are finished with their harvest. And that's good because cold weather is coming. at some great wines, some wonderful grapes in 2020. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here at SavorLife.com. Have a great day.